This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting of June 15th. It's convening at 5:45 p.m. Pacific time, 8:45 p.m. Eastern time. And we'll call the meeting to order. R. Paul, could you please call the roll?
Okay. Alonzo Brown. Mike Jones.
Present.
Fred Klunder.
He's actually stepped down from National Finance, replaced by John Wenger.
Oh, okay.
John.
Yeah, and John Wenger is present.
Okay. Alberto Olvera?
Present.
R. Paul Martin is here. Simon Pius?
Yes, I'm here.
Summer Reese?
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg? Alex Steinberg?
Tracy told me she'd probably missed most of this meeting.
Okay. Alex Steinberg. LeVarn Williams.
Present.
Bruce Wolf.
Here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have a quorum.
Thank you so much. Okay. Well, let's see. The first order of business. Okay, we're not doing approval of minutes first. I guess it would be to forming an agenda, because I don't have one put together, and approving the agenda. So I think the first order would probably be a report from LeVarn Williams, our CFO. If there's no objection to that, would be the first item of business. And then moving on to a report from each of the signal areas on where they're at with the budget process at this point in time.
And point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes, please entertain suggestions on.
Could we, are we going to squeeze Arlene into that?
Yes, I apologize, Arlene, of course. Yes, my apologies. Reports from the ED and the CFO at the top of the agenda, followed by a report from each of the signal areas on budget development. Does that seem reasonable to everyone, or if there's.
Arlene, you have to wait for a second. She'll be back.
Okay, well, I'm sure she won't object to that.
This is Alonzo.
Hey.
I just had a program meeting, so I'm here.
Welcome. You haven't missed anything. We're just putting the agenda together.
Okay.
Thank you. So are there any other suggestions or amendments to the agenda? I mean, my esteemed colleague Alberto suggests, I think we should keep this meeting relatively short but get an update on the progress of all these issues and the latest fund drives and those things. So those would be my suggestions for the agenda. Reports from the ED, the CFO, and a report from each single area on budget development.
Do we want to have ED and CFO as separate, or?
Yeah, they can be separate, okay. But I don't, you know, I mean, I'm happy to take CFO first if she's on the line first, I mean, whichever one.
Hello, this is Alex. I just joined the line.
Welcome, Alex. We're still approving the agenda.
Okay.
So far, Alex, what we have for the agenda is, ED report, CFO report, including updates on the recent fund drives in the various units, followed by a report from each signal area on how the development of the budget process is going at this point in time. And I'm entertaining any other suggestions or amendments to the agenda, but that's what I propose should be the order of business this evening. So are there any objections to that as the proposed agenda? And hearing none. R. Paul, can you record that as approved?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Is Arlene back on the call yet?
She stepped away for a minute.
So, okay, no problem. LeVarn, do you have any objection? We'll go ahead and you can start filling it. Is that Arlene?
Yeah.
Hi there. Okay, so if Arlene's rejoined us, which of you would prefer to go first for a report? Arlene, would you like to go first with an ED report or have LeVarn go ahead first with a CFO?
Mine is going to be that LeVarn's got our report.
I have the information here. I'm looking for the fund drive report, which we have right. I should have right here. Okay, I can start, because basically what I just want to do is we've sent out the results, which we the formatted results for the May year-to-date numbers. So I sent those out earlier, then I sent them out again a few minutes ago in the older format for Microsoft for Excel. So everyone should be able to open them. And the last report I sent out has the consolidated report, which I didn't have in the report that I sent out earlier today.
So we'll have these ready, I guess, to discuss each person. I would like the treasurers and to be able to talk to your business managers and your general managers to get information, more updated information on any variances. That would really help when we get ready to discuss the numbers at the end of this month. And the other thing is that what we have talked to all the business managers and asked and required and emphasized that they have to close on the fifth workday. Like on this, for the month of May, as far as the close, we only had two stations really to close, three stations to really close on time, but there's still some things that are left to do. And that the office here is still helping to close WBAI. It's not been done solely. Lynn and Efren, too. Efren is doing bank reconciliations, and Lynn is just basically doing some of the transfers. And we have available with our checking account that the business manager there in at BAI can transfer to our account. It can do a wire transfer. But that's in order to close the books and get the report numbers out by now, we have to actually do that here at the national office. And so just quickly to let people know that, we finished our fund drives. The spring fund drives are, except for KPFK, they just had a 3-day drive, and they're beginning, they've started another, their drive, which will, I think, be 16 days. You can correct me, John or Summer. But so we have just started, they've just started that. Yeah. And as far as the results, they're not as the pledges are not as high, the average is not as high as they have been in the past. I think they're going about 25 or something, and that's low for KPFK. And but I think that I'm sure that they will be successful as usual, and I think people are a little apprehensive that it's not starting as well or during this time it's not doing as well as they would like it to do. But
Jennifer told me that although it started slow, she thought it was picking up a little. So she was hopeful that it was going to turn around. She said they were also a little concerned because they did that 3-day short drive, mm-hmm. and they're concerned that some people are confused and think, well, I just gave, and aren't thinking about the fact that really wasn't their long spring drive.
Right. And on that 3-day drive, they were actually 128% higher than the goal. The goal was 100,000, and they actually get pledges of about 128,000. So there will be some level there in terms of making the goal. They already have 28,000. Then also, you know, when KPFA does their news and also they do the letters,
yes,
to Washington, well, a lot of those pledges are going to KPFK. So I have not seen the separation on that and how that will be transferred. But I was told that it would be transferred to KPFK because I know I sat in the evening news and answered the phone, and I got about 4 calls, and all 4 calls were for KPFK, and they were all credit cards. And if you look at the numbers, the results, as far as credit card pledges, KPFK is always the highest, about 80%. So that's kind of like where we are with the fund drive, and basically the results, I don't know if you guys, I can send it to you, I don't know if you've seen it, but I'll just go over PFW. There's some concern there. I think we might have talked about this. They only achieved about 51%. And one of the major problems there, if you can help me with this, is the fact that the antenna power, they were only down to about...
they were at about 20% of their power. They do have a loaner transmitter from WM&F, but they ran into all kinds of problems with getting it installed, some of them political, not all... technical, and they did, thanks to WM&F's engineer Bill Brown, get an engineer that they could use. They'd been quoted $15,000 for installing it locally. WM&F came up with this engineer for them, and the whole thing cost under $2,500. And their power now is about 2.5 times what it was at the 20%. It's still not full power. But by getting that exchange made, they also were able to send off the transmitter parts, some of them, to Armstrong to be used to repair their other transmitter. So hopefully within a month they'll have the other one back and be able to install it and get back up to full power.
Point of information, madam?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
This is not a question, but but we have a transmitter over here at KPFD that is mothballed that I think it could be used for emergencies.
That's good to know.
Yes, and it sits at the tower, and it was the replacement to the auxiliary after we got the 100,000-watt job. So there's a transmitter mothballed here at KPFD that needs to be in the inventory. Thank you.
Thank you, because we're dealing with the same situation from WM&F, and what they offered was you pay the shipping and we'll loan it to you free of charge.
Richard Ussel mentioned to me that if the transmitter needed to go anywhere, he would gladly take it in the Moby Dick. You know, that big white trucky drive.
That's good, too.
That's
okay.
Wonderful to hear. And, you know, that's really what makes us a network, is that it's sharing resources, and to that, you know, there's no one station that can be successful without the other stations also being successful. So that's great to hear, and we'll see how this goes with PFW. And the other thing just to let you know this, that the archives, you know, their funding is based on drives, and there's a lot of resistance to do, like, you know, one-day separated fund drives for the archives. So what the agreement is with the general managers is that in each one of your drives that you have, the next major drive coming up, a day will be dedicated to the archives. And KPFT and Dwayne has wholeheartedly embraced this. He has a concept, so they're moving forward with that to try to support the archives per the executive director's direction. So that will be good, and that will help us through the end of this fiscal year and keep the archives functioning. Yes, yes. So go to KPFA. KPFA achieved over 100% of their fund drive. Their goal was 650. They made rounded to $660,000. So that's great. But also KPFA's expenses are higher than the other stations, so there's still a concern with the 660.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm sorry, who is that? Hello?
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 Okay. There was background sound. Go ahead, LaVon.
Okay. So there's still a concern. We're talking about with Ahmad, who's the acting general manager, about a drive this summer, which will be needed to get them over to the next major fund drive, which I believe is scheduled. We're trying to schedule for September.
And they are in the process of making $300,000 worth of cuts over the next couple of weeks. They've started the process.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Okay. And KPFT, again, they've done real well. They came in at about 86% of the goal. And the goal was $300,000. They came in at about $260,000. So I know they're doing other events that are off-air in terms of fundraising, and I, like I said before, Dwayne wholeheartedly embraced in terms of the next drive and supporting the radio archives. And as we said earlier, there was a three-day drive for KPFK, and like Arlene said, the concern is that, you know, people had just heard a drive, although it was a three-day drive. So they surpassed that three-day drive by over 28%. And then for WBAI, they are their fund drive has ended. The drive, the goal was 850. I think it came in about 853, I believe. I have.
Excuse me, LaVon.
855-279.
How much?
855-279.
855-279. Very good. Let me just write in.
I apologize for breaking in. I would just remind everyone, if you're crinkling papers or opening packages near the phone, we can hear you. So please either mute or try to be careful near the receiver. Thank you, because I couldn't hear LaVar there.
Sorry, that was me.
Oh, my God, a guilty party who admits it. Nobody ever admits it. Thank you.
I didn't have lunch today, and I'm sharing the phone with Levarne, so I apologize.
No problem. Enjoy. Okay, go on. 855, RPAL.
And the goal was
855-279.
The goal was 850. So congratulations to BAI. And the big hurdle there with BAI is to collect it, is the fulfillment has to be about at budget in order to be successful for this year. Otherwise, you know, you're doing outstanding. People are working really hard. They're getting they're surpassing the pledges. It's a matter of collecting the pledges. And the big issue there is that we don't have a dedicated person. And we also have, I think I sent a copy to you for the business managers. We have a chart which shows, you know, what the requirements are. We also have a chart. We had a meeting with the database managers that show what their requirements are. And with BAI, the major requirements task for the business manager, you know, for example, doing the lapsed members, that's not been done, making sure we have a, I think, I'll talk to the business managers tomorrow, but in terms of having a schedule, invoice, and date, and also in terms of having, you know, even looking at a direct mail drive, which KPFA is looking at now, you know, we need to do that. We have lapsed members. We have to send the out. And there was an issue that had been communicated about cash or funds for premiums. So there's always funds for premiums. So, and in fact, we had gotten a copy of one of the premiums that's already been ordered for this drive, and that was like over $9,700. So it's there are the funds for premiums. So that is really not an issue. I'll send you a copy of the invoice, RPAL, so you can see that. And so basically, to summarize for everyone on the call, that our numbers, I can give you just the summary here. The revenue for May year-to-date is for the foundation, the total is $9.6 million in revenue. The budget was actually 11.1, so we're actually below the budget of 1.5. But again, as we had said earlier, with the KPFK drive beginning this month in June versus last month, that will account for probably at this point, probably about $600,000 if the fund drive had actually happened in the month of May. So again, if you take the $600,000 out, we're still below budget of about $800,000, and that is really due to a drop in the listener support. And the listener support, again, it's a real issue. Is that BAI, where the fulfillment tasks were not being done. And we're going to have to kick in and get those done in order to try to achieve some level that's close to the budget. So the revenue was 9.6, and the net income or net loss in this case for the foundation for May year to date is over $200,000. So again, with a loss of over $200,000, again, if we can kick in to fulfill that revenue at BAI, we would definitely be about on budget. And also, once we get the fund drive, the results from the fund drive for KPFK, then we should be at least a little above break even. But we are definitely off in terms of the budget, because the budget at this time was actually $1.1 million in income versus a little over $200,000 in deficit spending. So again, those are the major reasons we need to kick in someone who can do the task at BAI. Time an issue with KPFK's drive. So that's kind of where we are year to date. Drives, that's where we are. The other issues, like Arlene has told you, that the other issue is at KPFA in terms of the cuts that were supposed to have been made in November 2008, which really contributed a lot to your loss in 2009 for KPFA.
And here we are, June 2010. I have a question, Levarne.
Yes.
Yes.
Please, go ahead, Alberto, and I'll take a stack after that.
Oh, sorry. I have a question, Madam Chair.
No. Go ahead, Alberto, please.
Okay. A quick one. Just clarify my mind. Tell me, how year to date, how much money came in? Forget the budget. How much money went out?
Okay, the money that came in was $9.6 million.
Okay.
The money that went out should be $9.8 million. Let me just make sure it's there again. Yeah, that's the number, $9.8 million.
Okay, that's it. That was my question.
Uh-huh.
Deficit spending. Okay. Let me take a stack, please. Are there other questions? Okay, if not immediately, I do have a question, a comment about KPFK, which I think should at least be looked at, Arlene, and by all of us. It concerned me the pitching that went on with the combined news broadcast and with Letters from Washington. Although some of that money trickles back to KPFK, I think it might add to the perception that we're in perpetual fund drive, because people aren't listening 24 hours a day, so some people may not catch enough of our other programming to realize that this is just like one program running during the day that's pitching. But I think having all of that in between, like the May mini fund drive and then our June drive, that it helps contribute potentially to donor fatigue, because people vaguely feel like you've been in fund drive forever, even though technically you weren't in a full fund drive the whole time. So I think we should consider it, because I don't recall hearing that in the past where we had other programming. Because I don't know if that might be contributing to the slow start to our June fund drive. I hope that it's not, but we should look at trends and compare them to the past is what I would suggest, at least for Kay on that situation. And I'd like, you know, your feedback on what do you think of that?
I think that's a real good point, Summer. I really, you know, I've said it many times, and I'm really hoping that if we can get some of these political issues to die down enough that I can devote time that I need to some of the really, I think, important issues. One of the things that I'd like to get up and running is some additional training for fund drives. Mm-hmm. And with the goal of reaching the point that we begin to cut back on days. And once again, it probably is important that KNA very carefully try to coordinate their timing.
Okay, so I think maybe, you know, I mean, I don't know how we task that, but I think it's something, you know, this committee and then you at the executive level and you, LaVarne, we should come back and revisit so that for, like, our next round of fund drives that we are more closely coordinated on that and that we see what the impact is legitimately, you know, how much money is generated and how much of a down impact does it seem to have on the next fund drive period, so that
Summer?
We should revisit that.
Summer?
Who was speaking?
Summer?
Yes,
Summer, it's John.
Hi, please. Step
yes. With regard to some of those KPFK, with regard to some of those KPFK issues, I think that I assume this is common around the network, but in general, our listenership declines during fund drive, and also our listenership declines a little bit during the elections. It is critical, I think. For elections to precede, there's some noise in the background. It's critical for the elections to occur before the fund drives and not during the fund drive and absolutely not after the fund drives. Because if you do that, what happens is the fund drive depresses listenership and that depression continues after the fund drive for a while. So what we have here is our election announcement started in the middle of June, in the middle of our fund drive. And we're taking a double hit because during fund drive, and we just had essentially a continual fund drive because we had our 3-day fund drive followed by the extended fund drive by Letters to Washington, and now we're hitting them doubly with elections thing in the middle of fund drive. So it's really it's adding up to almost a perfect storm, and it's absolutely critical in my view that the election stuff be done prior to and finished before the fund drive. Now that raises an interesting question, because the question is, when should a fund drive be? Well, a fund drive has to, I think ultimately we on finance would agree that money is the most important thing. We have to get the money because that's how we pay our expenses. I just take that as obvious. So I think we have to defer to the local stations to let them decide when they would have their fund drives, which means we therefore need to build in flexibility for the scheduling of the elections. But as I indicated before, it's critical in my view that they occur before the fund drives, because otherwise you don't have listeners to listen to them.
That's
so I think maybe my two points.
Certainly to take into account going forward, but one of the issues is that the election cycle is actually a 5-month cycle if everything runs smoothly, and sometimes it extends 5 months, and there's no way that we run on no fund drives during a whole 6-month period.
This is Summer, if I may. I agree with both of you, actually. I don't know if it's something that we can take up entirely on finance. I mean, I think there should be some reconsideration for the future in terms of our bylaws, in terms of how we structure the election cycling, because I think a lot of it is very inconveniently timed from a lot of perspectives and not necessarily the most productive for the board's results. So but it's, I think that is a larger conversation. I do agree, John, that launching the election during a fund drive is probably not the best idea, no matter what, because yes, both have a negative effect on listenership, and they reinforce the part that is less desirable about what we have to do, you know. So
I have a question.
It destroys both.
This is Alex.
Okay, and did I hear Arlene again?
I just had a question, and that is anybody on this committee also on the elections committee?
Yes, Alex.
Well, maybe you could bring this issue to the elections committee, because I think it's an issue that should be considered by both committees.
Thank you. I would agree. And Alex, you were next on the stack there, so go ahead, please.
What I wanted to say was, in terms of the fund drives, WBI just finished a very, very long fund drive, and it did meet its goal. Now, I certainly agree with the sentiment that we need to reduce the length of these fund drives because they're wearing everybody out. But I also want to say something about the content of what we're providing as premiums in these fund drives. Some people at WBAI, I include myself among them, are very, very unhappy with some of the premiums that are being provided. They don't really represent the Pacifica mission in any sense. And
can you illuminate that for the rest of us?
I don't want to get into details at this point. I understand why we're doing this, and I understand the need to quickly raise some cash. But it's being done on the basis of attracting listeners who are not going to be returning. They're not going to maintain any loyalty to the stations. It's very much a short term kind of thing, and we need to some kind of a long term strategy to work our way out of the dependence on these high priced sensational premiums that are not remotely connected with the Pacifica mission.
We can't hear you, Alex.
You faded, Alex.
Alex?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
No.
Pick it up.
I just wanted to say that
we've lost you.
The premiums we're pushing are not related to our mission, and we need to wean ourselves off this kind of short-term thinking to raise money based on whatever we can raise money with. This is Mike.
Oh, go ahead, Mike, please.
I'm curious why we're talking about premiums here. I would think that would be best addressed by each local board.
Alex, can you elaborate this without going into great detail? Are the premium decisions, I mean, are they being made locally or perhaps Arlene?
Well, they're being made locally, but I don't. I'm not sure what's being pushed at other stations. I don't believe they're all that different from the premiums that are being offered at some of the other stations.
Okay, if I may here, I think it might be useful to the Finance Committee. A lot of the things that come up in these meetings are ideas that we all have about how to improve the process when we see things not working too well, and unfortunately that's part of the problem with the turnover situation, is that the structural changes don't necessarily occur before new people are there. But I think you raised an important issue, Alex, and I wouldn't mind maybe our note. I think it would be worthwhile for the not-too-distant future. It wouldn't be that complicated for the five signal areas to share in an email with the National Finance Committee what gets offered, like not every single premium that each individual programmer might bring in, but like the 10 premiums that are the basic, like, you know, the core of what's being offered at that station, just for our own informational purposes at the national level and reciprocity, to see if there's, you know, if there's something that leaps out and goes, wow, that's totally not mission compliant, and or, you know, or that's something that's generating tons and tons for this station, we should take a look at it. It would probably just be a good idea. So I think if there's no objection, I would move that we ask for just a short synoptic list of the premiums offered in each major pledge drive five stations.
Well, I'll be glad to provide you with something from WBAI.
Well, I would appreciate it, because I think that would be helpful to everyone, because, you know, we none of us have perspective on what the other four sister stations do, unless there's, like, personal communication between board members or something, you know, not on a wider level. And I don't think there's any disagreement, is there, that would maybe be helpful to all of us to have an idea of what we're doing network-wide when it comes to, after all, that's our fundraising mechanism, and it's probably hard to make decisions if we don't even know what's really going on around the whole network. So, yes, I'd appreciate, Alex, maybe you could get the ball rolling, and then, you know, each person, we got to figure out who's tasked with it that could bring it back to the committee. I think that would be helpful. So. Is there anything else, Mike or Alex, that you wanted to say on any of that? Or LaVarn?
LaVarn, can you hear me now?
Respond to it?
Yes.
Okay. So I heard LaVarn, and then Alberto.
Okay. First, you know, I want to agree, like, with Arlene and with John, that, you know, in terms of the concerns, and also, Alex, the concern about the length of the drive and the content. And we have actually some of the general managers, they have a list. You can get it out of MEMSIS, and we can ask the database managers just to send a list of the major producing pledge producing premiums, and also related to the length of the drive. Because, you know, just a little history, there was a premium that was produced by one of the programmers at BAI in August, where she did an interview with Gwen Scott. And this premium that was produced, you know, online by a WBAI programmer, you know, conservatively, it produced over $500,000 in pledges. So, you know, it is possible. It's, you know, it's a timing thing. It's the issue. It's what they're talking about. But that's the type of thing that, you know, we've all talked about. We'd like to move to, like, things that are produced, you know, special for the drive. Because the other big thing on this is that the Pacifica Foundation Network, you know, they all this production, each new show is really a production. So it's like, how do you get the best of the productions of Pacifica Network and have those available for fundraising? And if you compare this to, like, NPR stations, you know, they, like you said, they may produce two or three programs, and they're buying everything from NPR, which is, like you're saying, you know, I'm getting this from someone else. We've been talking this all the time, and Arlene probably recognized it. But, you know, they're buying all their product from NPR. So, you know, the cost or not is high. But we as a network produce the most outstanding stuff that's available, and we need to recognize them as productions. You know, music shows are productions, and we need to and that's why people listen to the network. So we need to know how to promote ourselves, because that's where the little bit quality is, and you have programs. So it's, you know, when we meet with the general managers, those are some of the discussions that we've talked about. And for this upcoming meeting, the request is to have the general managers attend and do these type of strategy sessions, exactly what you're talking about, because there is a concern about the content, there's a concern about the length, and particularly, like you said, there's talking about fatigue with KPFK, with having these fund drives and at A, which is not at the same time, but you're talking to the KPFK audience, so that's why they think it's lasting forever, because they're listening to the letters
who from Washington, plus they're listening to the news, and they're contributing, like I said. So, yeah, those are concerns, and those are some of the things that we will talk about during the PNB meeting. And that's, you know, hopefully we'll have some type of summary, a preliminary on the budget. Actually, talk to the general managers about this budget and what their assumptions are on those issues.
Arlene to the staff.
Thank you, Arlene. And I'll put myself on the stack after Arlene. Alberto, you're next.
I don't have a comment to add. Arlene, you're next.
Okay, go.
Okay. Just furthering a little bit what Laverne was saying, something that I've started working on and I'm hoping to move forward with is doing some events programming that actually would extend to all five of our stations in some cases. And also it came up at the NFCB meeting to make this available via closed circuit to affiliates. And it would be a fundraiser. It would be recorded for use as premiums and would both raise money for stations and also save money by making available some popular event premiums. For example, at KPFA, Eve Ensler gave a wonderful speech here. They recorded it, and it became one of their top premiums at the drive before this one. And, in fact, a couple of the affiliates also used that as a premium on their drives. But the idea would be that some of these events might be possible to conduct on kind of a circuit at publishers' expense in the five different Pacifica cities, and then make them available via closed circuit to some of our affiliate stations so that they could also make some money off them.
Excellent. Thank you, Arlene. I like all these ideas. I mean, both what you have to say, Arlene, and Laverne. I mean, it sounds like we should, you know, obviously be focused on, it sounds like producing, packaging, and promoting our own programming, because we do a lot of this stuff, and we should be focused on using that as a primary fundraising tool, because it costs, it's ours, you know, so obviously it's something I hope we do focus more on. I had another, I think I've forgotten my own question, because you both covered a lot of really good topic matter. Oh, I do have it. Laverne, this more detailed Memphis thing, I think it would be helpful to have that type of reporting on our best-selling fundraising mechanisms, and maybe for more than one, you know, fund drive, maybe, you know, a retrospective covering a few so we get, you know, some perspective. And I guess what I'd like to know is, do you think it would be realistic to have some reports like that next month?
Oh, yeah. With the business and the database managers, we'll put that on the list of a request, and they would be willing to do that, because, you know, their whole job is to build the volume and bring in the cash.
So, okay, excellent, because then and distribute it to the National Finance Committee so the treasurers get it, and to the PNB so we have reports, and it would give us some perspective if we could look at a few fund drives and, you know, see what the top 10 items in each fund drive for each single area was, and, you know,
put it on the list.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much. Arlene, I'd like to give you an opportunity. Are there other things that you would like to cover specifically that haven't been brought up yet before we move on to further discussion of the budget? And I'm sorry, whose voice was that?
Point of order, Ms. Chair.
Yes.
We have a motion on the floor.
Oh, I apologize.
There's a motion on the floor.
Thank you. Yes, I forgot. Yes, I guess that's the request for data is a motion, correct?
It's the NFC, that the NFC ask for a short synopsis of premiums offered at each station.
At each station, is there any idea or consensus on like how far back we'd like to look, like four fund drives or something? Is that an unreasonable request of data, Laverne, in terms of the way to produce it by next month? Or?
Can I just ask for it first without a motion?
I'm not opposed. I would just like to see that we do have it by next month.
We'll have it for the PNB meeting for sure.
Yeah, for the PNB meeting and also to go to the NFC for both of us. I think if we could have four fund drives, is there any objection to that as a number, to take a look at four fund drives? Because I think it gives us a better perspective than just one fund drive, you know, because things change. You have different news events and different things, like you said, that are topical that maybe
Can I add that the fund drive in BAI, the programmer, her name is Natalie Tandaway.
Mm-hmm. Can I make a comment to you, Summer?
Yes.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed?
Yeah, we'll cross our fingers.
Okay.
that we can get up to four fund drives.
Okay, so why don't we just take what we can get? We'd like to look, and whatever we can get, the more recent data, and then
sure.
We can look a little further back. I agree with you, Alberto.
Yeah, because it's, I don't know how well those MEMSIS people are. I mean, you know,
they're so busy.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Completely.
Thank you.
So, Paul, the way you read the motion seemed very non-onerous. How did you read it? Can you reread it, please?
That the NFC ask for a short synopsis of premiums offered at each station.
Okay. LeVar, do you have any objection to it in that?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Is there any objection to it from anyone on the committee?
Nah.
Okay. Hearing none, our positive has passed without objection. And thank you for bringing up the point of order. And now, Arlene, is there any other matters that you'd like to report on that you think of significance at this point to the committee that's been brought up?
I guess there are two things that have some financial significance in the total scheme of things. One is relatively small, and that is I asked the coordinating committee to bring the general managers to the July board meeting. We really need to begin to work together as a team, and they have supported that and are going to bring that to the floor at the PNB, and I would just like to, you know, make the Finance Committee aware that I've asked for that, and I realize it'll cost us a couple $1,000s, but in the whole scheme of things, if we could really begin to build some real esprit de corps among the stations, we need that desperately. And we're going to need their buy-in, even though several of them are interims. We're going to need their buy-in toward the budget process, toward the elections, in so many things that are happening in these next few months that I think it's really essential to help them function effectively. So that's one thing. And the other is that we do have one lawsuit that's currently very close to settlement, and I'm going to be working on trying to finish that up tomorrow.
Thank you, Arlene. I'll take a stack and I'll put myself on it after whomever else wishes to speak. Is there anyone who'd like to ask?
No.
No? Okay. I just want to, yes, give my support, Arlene. I think for the amounts of money that we have to budget and take care of in this foundation and the very important and critical decisions and all the different moving parts, people, stations, a couple of $1,000s to bring the managers to the PNB meetings, at least some of them, I think is a wise expenditure, and I can't imagine being any opposition to that. I think it's, and I think it'd be great, frankly, if we had like half an afternoon of the in-person PNB meeting to get these budgets like really done in a realistic fashion, not finished, but you know what I mean, hammering out a lot of the details. If there's any
hammering out some of the details, I'd also, I'd like to see maybe on the, and I'll be dealing with the coordinating committee on this, but a short period for each manager to give a little bit of a report. What I would like to do is bring them in by noon on Thursday, because they can do that even from the East Coast if they catch really early flights, since they gain 3 hours coming across. And that means that I could meet with the managers on Thursday afternoon and evening without any extra day's expense. Mm-hmm. And then they would attend the open sessions of the board, and during the closed sessions, they would have topics that they're going to deal with as a group, so that they'd be meeting all of the times that the PNB is meeting. During the closed sessions, it would be, you know, them meeting as a separate unit.
Well, I don't know about everyone else, but I personally think that is fantastic, and having managers work in a kind of roundtable thing. I mean, I think it's one of the good things where you can cross-pollinate good ideas and discuss how to resolve problems and stuff. So.
Yeah, and part of what we need to do is stop what I find happening, with the exception of Houston. I think it's happening at every single station. There are at least some people that are constantly saying, National is bleeding us dry, we need to get rid of National. There's a lack of real understanding of what it means to be a network. And I think that in order to further that kind of understanding, we have to begin to work together as a team with our key people.
I agree.
Thank you.
Hearing none. you're here. I think you've got complete agreement on it. Unanimous consent.
Alberto and Summer.
Yes. Well, and I hear no one else arguing, because, I mean, some of these are just sensible ideas. And I think, our Paul, if you could make a note, if we could notice a little executive session after our open session meeting on the 29th of this month, Arlene, if we could get a little update then on whatever's been closed in terms of legal matters and anything else we should be aware of before the PNB meeting, if there are any other issues that should be discussed. Or just closed, which is thank you. Okay, I think if we could just go briefly, the around the network, as it were, and get a report from each treasurer just on, you know, where you're at with the budget process. I mean, we all know where we're at, which is probably not too far along, but I'd like to at least cover it briefly, and then we can, a couple weeks from now, come back to it and see where we're at. So, Paul, do you mind if we start with you in New York? Is that okay?
Okay. We've had a finance committee meeting. We've gone over some stuff. We're trying to get the we're trying to set up our next finance committee meeting so that the general manager can attend. I've spoken to our business manager, and she's sending me some things. I've also spoken to Bertold. Bertold has a very optimistic view of how easily the budget will be put together. I don't know if I share quite that optimism, but he says with the template we should be able to get it done, you know, much faster than we've done in the past. BAI, of course, was in Thon until this past Saturday, and so some things are slowing down. The finance committee had a meet in the performance space and stuff like that. I'm in touch with the business manager and a general manager. And the business manager tells me if she is indeed getting that whole thing together. And in some little bit, I expect our draft to be produced for the finance committee to go over with the general manager and business manager. That's about where we are at this point.
Great. Thank you, Paul. Are there any questions for Paul, or shall we just move around for a status report for each? Okay. Bruce, may we go to WPSW?
Okay. Well, where we're at right now is we actually have the basic template, you know, filled in. But there are a few places that we still have to verify, because since we were actually using a template from WBAI, we're finding that there is some bad data, so we're just ironing some of that out. And basically, I'll tell you, our biggest problem is that we have a very large difference between our projected revenue and what we know are the expenses that we've got on the template right now. So we are going to have to be cutting a lot, and we're going to be cutting a lot of things that normally, you know, we'd like to see in a budget, but we just don't have any choice. Now, one thing is we are faced with the possibility of having to look at some personnel and whether or not we can afford to keep people on that we're paying. This wouldn't be union personnel; this would be management level. But those are some questions we're going to be taking some hard looks at. I'll tell you, you know, we know what our gap is right now, and we also know that part of what we have to be aware of is making our central service payments, which just even increases the gap between revenue and expenses even more. Now, I'd like to ask a couple questions from people here, because some things we're looking at, and because we're trying to look at some of the big ticket items, and we'd like to know whether keeping the free speech radio news is something that we have to do, or can we look at that as something to cut? Because for us, that's about $83,000.
This is Summer. I believe that's part of our CPB funding structure, but...
But what we want to know is, can we replace that with... If we did our own homegrown new service, would that satisfy the CPB?
It has to be national programming.
Yeah, let me say something. We've got two people that we're paying with wages and, oh, by the way, can I say this?
Don't say anything specific about
it. No, just you've made enough. You gave us enough information.
Let's just say that it's enough money that, you know, we feel that we're already spending that money, and why are we paying almost as much or more for a new service when these two people are being paid already for, they're not doing it, they really ought to be, that's what they should be producing for us.
Bruce, would you like a little time in the executive session that we're scheduling in 2 weeks to be able to maybe more fully explore your questions on these matters with, you know, Arlene and Laverne
and the rest of us.
That's in 2 weeks?
Well,
yes.
Our next National Finance Committee meeting. You can discuss things more locally, but I'm thinking it sounds like it's an executive session matter that you might want to run.
Okay, so we are trying to move along here. I'll be honest with you, though. I don't know if we'll be totally successful anyway, but we're really still trying to get this, at least a basic draft budget finished.
Can I add something?
Can I add something to Summer?
Arpal and then Alberto.
Yeah, just this is something everybody in the world knows. So it's not executive session stuff. The
right.
FSRN money actually comes out of the CPB grants, and it is specifically, the CPB gives us the money specifically for other produced programming.
National.
National programming. And so that's what goes to FSRN. Absent FSRN, we don't get that money. So FSRN is actually a wash given the CPB funding. So if we don't have it or something extremely like it, we don't get that money. If we have it, we get that money. So, you know, we don't really lose on FSRN that way.
Thank you, Arpal. Alberto?
Bruce, I just wanted to point out that the hard, very hard situation, and unfortunately, down here at KPFT, when we are in those financial straits, when you're looking at your budget income versus your budget expenses, we here at the radio station, who are involved in the process, it is a standard operating procedure, sir, and there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. The only place we can now cut at KPFT is staff. We cannot cut on the light bill. We cannot cut on the tower rent. We cannot cut on the telephone expense. And our general manager is always very, very conscious that when the income is not coming in, staff has to go. I mean, they have to be laid off. And I know the solidarity that you speak of, but you cannot continue being in the dire income straits that you find yourself and the rest of us and make exceptions to the rule of how are you going to balance your budget. One thing that we're doing here at KPFT, just to kind of wrap up my comment, is that I have encouraged our process to come up with a bare bones budget, what I consider the core budget, which is not the overall budget that we'd like to have, but given our income that we have here, we are going to tailor our expenses to our income. And that's how we are hoping that we can balance the 2011 budget here at T by making sure that our projected incomes are conservative and that our expenses balance out the amount of income that's coming in. And I understand your hope, but at Washington, with you having to pay the rent that you pay, just like in New York and the tower, you're going to have to be faced with making some budgetary cuts in the line items of personnel, and that's all there is to it, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what, Alberto, you're absolutely right, and that's exactly what our finance committee is working together with our business manager. That's the tack that we're taking.
And good luck, man.
Yeah, I know, because the thing is, we can look and we can see exactly where we're going. And by the way, what we're calling it, instead of, you know, we're saying we want to put together, you know, the basic budget that, you know, mm-hmm. Just like you said, core batching budget, yeah. A realistic appreciation of what our income will be plus what we're looking at our expenses. And then what we're going to do is we're going to have like a supplementary second budget, which is all the things that we don't think we can afford, but we'll have them listed out. So just in case, you know, something happens and all of a sudden our revenues go up, we're saying, okay, plus we figure it'll be an incentive for people to make an even more of an effort to raise revenue when they see what they're not getting and what they have to, what we have to, you know, raise.
Yes. Bruce, let me give you a...
But the thing is, I'm afraid, I mean, our committee, I'm speaking for my committee and including our business manager, the problem is when it comes down to the staff, is the decision to actually lay anyone off is going to be with our general manager. And we don't know whether or not, because as Arlene was pointing out, it's very political. The situation is very political. So, but we're going to, I think we're going to end up making that, we may very well, it looks to me like we're going to be making that suggestion, though.
Let me just quickly add, as far as your wish budget, that's always on the side. I'll give you an example of what we did at KPFT, for example. Our little news department, which is 1.5 persons and a whole bunch of volunteers, were low on equipment. So one of our members went out ahead and did extra fundraiser at a venue and raised some money. And it was dedicated for the news department. The money came in, and our news department got a couple of computers and a couple of digital recordings so that they could do their job better. So that's an approach I would think that I would suggest to you, that as you're doing your little side budget, maybe there might be some incitement among the group where off-air fundraising might be an approach to bring in a little bit of extra money for all those little extras. And we just had a Tejano fundraiser Saturday night out in the hood, out in the barrio. Sorry, we had a fundraiser out in the barrio at a venue. We had a couple of 2 or 3 accordion conjuntos come in and play, and the radio station picked up $2,600 on a very quick promotional drive, and we were all very happy, and I danced the night away. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. I mean, that's, you know, our LSB is looking into things just like that.
Thank you.
There. But anyway, just to...
No, Andre.
That's, you know, our basic situation. We're still hoping, as hard as it's going to be, we're hoping to have something to present to our LSB. Tentatively, we're actually scheduled for next week to have, but I don't know if we're going to actually make the date we had selected to be completely ready. But sometime before the end of the month, we want to be presenting our budget to the LSB for them to go over and hopefully either tell us where they want to make changes or approve. And then at that point, then we would send it on to National for because this is what our budget is.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, when are you planning to meet to do that?
Well, we have a tentative date for next Wednesday for our LSB, but I don't know if we're going to make that date because there's still, our finance committee met yesterday, and there's still some issues that we discovered that have to be resolved. We're actually hoping that there's some errors on the template, and that once they're eliminated, that itself is going to eliminate some of what looks like, you know, money that we're...
Sure.
Well, if I may, to put your mind at ease about errors, always look for errors first, because what I think all of us have found is that the first generation things that we look at frequently have incorrect numbers in them because they're rehashed versions of last year's stuff. So don't be alarmed if at first the numbers don't look right.
Oh, yeah. I understand. I mean, we've already identified over $100,000 of what could be.
Just, there you go.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're looking at it. But that's why we're hoping to be...
balance.
As hard as it is, we're hoping
balance.
To be done sometime, you know, relatively within the timeline we were hoping for.
That's awesome.
Good.
So we are moving ahead and stuff like that. We are disappointed with our, you know, the income, you know, that, you know, from all our fundraisers this year. We're not anywhere near where we're supposed to be.
You're having transmitter trouble.
That's part of it. But we're, you know, to be honest, that's part of it, but it's not everything. We know very well that it's some other issues. Programming is a real big issue, and also just generally developing our listenership, because our listenership has been declining, and the trend's not getting any better. So,
Bruce, there's always another fun drive coming up, so
We got one planned already.
Keep your chin up.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
Oh no, we're not. You know, it's tough, but we're gonna plod on forwards. Our goal is still to get through this patch and in the next couple of years or so see, you know, a big improvement.
So could I join the stack?
Please, is that Alonzo?
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
One thing I want to say was that as I walk the streets and watch TV and so forth, I don't see humanity very ecstatic about things. I see very unhappy, very defensive, very sad, almost hopeless people. And we have a microphone. And I have a feeling that if we combine our capability to reach people with the status of the way they feel now, we should be able to get a lot of support.
Hear, hear.
But someone is throwing a lifeline to these people, and I think that you don't expect the networks to do it, because the networks, they want to throw a lifeline to the oil companies.
You're right.
Well, I think all of us would probably agree we could afford to have a broader programming discussion, and hopefully things like bringing together general managers at PNB meetings, and, you know, we should have discussions with program directors. I mean, I think all of us would agree we could continue to improve our programming and we could reach a wider audience, and that would fix a lot of our budgetary problems, and we have to overcome various political issues. So let us continue the good fight for many more meetings to come. Bruce, did you have anything further on D.C., or are there any other questions, Bruce?